And we have Jason Conger calling in from Salem, and I know you're getting ready to get started there today, but yesterday was a big day in Salem with a rally that drew more than 1,000 people. You said it was hard to miss.
Yeah, I could see it right out and hear it right outside my office window, and we could hear it on the floor of the house as well. There were over 1,000 people there who braved the typical Salem drizzle and marched around the Capitol a couple of times, and they were there to rally to support or to encourage the legislature not to further cut K-12 education.
One of the people there was Julie Swinehart. She's from Prineville, and she says that she's also a teacher, and she says that her 9-year-old son missed more than a month of school last year because of budget cuts, and then she says that arts and technology classes and other things have been cut. What can you say to somebody like that? I know times are tough with you're really looking at the budget right now.
Well, we are, and I mean, those the kinds of cuts that she's describing have occurred over many years, and this has been a long-term trend, I guess, towards cutting services or cutting programs in K-12 education. And the bottom line is we all know what kind of economic time we're in. We all, I think, understand that that impacts directly the amount of resources that the state has available to deploy. What we may not understand is that part of what's driving this is unsustainable cost increases in areas like healthcare and retirement benefits, the PERS program, as well as other things that are really not deploying the money that we have effectively in the classroom. And so that's where I met with some teachers from the Bend LaPine School District yesterday who were there for the protest. And had this same conversation with them. And I think they understand that they feel the strain over time and I think are legitimately concerned about their ability to really do their job and teach kids. And we all want to see more of the money that we have back in the classroom educating students.
On a related note, as session winds down, you say that the tension between the governor and lawmakers over the budget is growing.
Well, we went into the session with a legislative plan to rebalance the budget, and for a variety of reasons, that was necessary. One of the areas that we've run into some conflict with the governor on is $28 million of cuts that the legislature had proposed in areas like non-essential middle management positions, things like public affairs staff and agencies and consulting contracts, things that I would sort of characterize as bureaucratic fat and not really impacting programs or delivery of services. The governor took issue with the legislature digging down that far into the budget and directing the agency specifically where to cut. And he has counteroffered with a proposal to cut higher ed, K-12, and college tuition aid, which we don't think is the right thing to do. So right now there is some tension between the governor and the legislature about philosophically who should be in charge of deciding where to make those cuts and, of course, where they should come from.
We have to take a quick break, Jason, but we'll come back and talk about health care reform. You're listening to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We have Jason Conger of Bend, a state representative. Jason, we only have about 45 seconds, but you said that the biggest issue that you're really dealing with this session is health care reform.
Yeah, the most, I guess, fundamental structural change that we're dealing with in state government is health care reform. And it's been a long process. Well, not a long process. It's been an accelerated process. But a very extensive process with a lot of public input. And the bottom line is we are trying to transform the way that we deliver Medicaid dollars, so Oregon Health Plan health care services in the state of Oregon, to reorient from where we are now, which is a fee-for-service, when people are sick, get paid to treat them type system, to one that is more rewards outcomes and